the moment that the world started shutting out people from Southern Africa, the UK was first. A lot of countries have now followed suit. The mantra from government has been, this is unfair. We are being transparent. We are good at science. And in the interest of transparency, we are sharing our science with the world. And what does the world do? It punishes us. Well, what's going to happen? Are other countries going to do what Japan has just done? The Japanese Prime Minister, Fumio Kishida, has just announced that Japan is going to ban all foreigners from entry to the country. So not just from 6 or 8 southern and south central African countries. Everywhere in the world, Japan is saying you can't come into us. And I suspect that particularly if the science of Omicron, that the research bears out the concerns that it's significantly more transmissible and is significantly better at escaping vaccine or natural immunity protection, then I think more countries are going to do that. We're joined now by Dr. Mvuyisi Mzukwa, Vice Chair of the South African Medical Association. Mvuyisi, good morning. Thanks very much for your time.
Good morning to you, John, and good morning to your listeners. Thanks for having me in your program.
The thing is that we don't know what, yes, there is a variant. We know that. It's been called Omicron. It's been declared a variant of concern, which is the highest categorization that the WHO can give it. We know that it has quite a few unusual mutations in that they've not been seen before in any of the previous variants. And we know that a lot of these are agglomerated around the spike protein, and we know that that is not a great place for these mutations to be. So, you know, how do we respond to it when there are warnings but no scientific certainty as yet?
Well, I do think that so far, John, we have not seen, or science has not told us if this variant will escape the current vaccinations. I think that's the first thing. The other thing is that we need not stop the non-pharmaceutical interventions in terms of gathering in closed spaces and wearing of masks and all those things that we do. But I do think that we need to be very careful in terms of the numbers that we allow indoors. Because we have noted that people are really not adhering to wearing of masks and all of those things.
Because the president reminded us last night as part of his speech that the limit on indoor gatherings is 750, but that if the venue is too small to accommodate 750 people with proper social distancing, then it needs to be a 50% capacity, and the limit for outdoor gatherings is 2,000. So you're suggesting that one thing that government should be doing is restricting the size of crowd that can gather indoors and outdoors?
That is one measure that we can look at instead of coming up with these hard lockdowns and restrictions. But on top of that, the implementation of this is another problem, because you'll find announcements are being made on national television, but there is no implementation on the ground. It's business as usual.
Including amongst the political parties, which the Health Minister Joe Phaahla did acknowledge last week. And some South Africans might well, and with justification, say the government's been hypocritical. You're telling us we can't gather, and yet, when it was important for you to have large crowds cheering on your municipal candidates, you looked the other way.
Quite correct, John. I mean, we've noted, I mean, you remember, if you're aware of that case, there was the MEC of KwaZulu-Natal, Health MEC, during the height of the pandemic and the third wave, you have this MEC who is having a party, and there's no wearing of masks and all those things. And this is a person who should be driving the agenda of government, messaging in terms of what you say and what you do. Because it's not what you say only that matters, it's what you do. I mean, we have seen many political parties not following the, you know, government regulations, and they expect, you know, ordinary citizens to be doing that. I think that's a very unfortunate part.
There was never a good time for a variant as potentially problematic as Omicron might prove to be. Never a good time for that to make an appearance in our lives. But we are now heading into the holiday season. People want to travel. They want to go to the beach. They weren't able to do that in many places last year, this time. They want to be together with families. Businesses are expecting to begin to make some small recovery from 2 years of no income or very little income. And so the need to balance lives and livelihoods is perhaps more acute this time round facing the fourth wave than was the case in the previous waves. Government has no money. Our new finance minister made that quite clear with his medium-term policy statement earlier this month. There is no money to help businesses, particularly businesses in the tourism services sector, who are going to be punished if overseas visitors continue not to come to our country. So how does one balance lives and livelihoods at a time like this?
Well, John, it's a very difficult balance to make. But I do think that the speech by the president last night, it gave one a warning shot to say, we are given another week, you know, to make sure that we don't spread the virus in the communities. In other words, it is also upon communities to make sure that there is no spread of the virus. It's not a government problem, it's a societal problem. So we need to look at it that way. But secondly, we know that there is a vaccination drive that we need to support. It's also unfortunate that there are people out there who are hell-bent on making sure that the vaccination is not a success, you know, with all the issues, the misinformation that goes out there. But I do think that with this vaccine mandates that are coming out, people are going to know that, you know, you might be restricted in your movements if you do not get yourself vaccinated, because you are exposing other people and you are putting other people's lives at stake. So we do need to encourage communities to come out there and make sure that they're vaccinated, and that is going to shape the kind of wave that we're looking at, the way we behave and also the rate of vaccination.
Thank you very much for those thoughts, Dr. Mvuyisi Mzukwa, Vice Chair of the South African Medical Association.